Arcadian Vanguard presents The Wrestling News in your daily wrestling newscast for Thursday, January 12, 2023. Good morning. I'm Mike Sempervivi. In an update on rumors of the imminent sale of World Wrestling Entertainment Incorporated, MMA and professional wrestling journalist Ariel Helwani dismissed stories that began circulating Tuesday night that new WWE chairman Vince McMahon had sold the company to Saudi Arabia's public investment fund, stating that his sources indicated no sale to any entity was in motion and the company was still exploring all options. CNBC analyst David Faber also dismissed the reports during his program on the Business Channel yesterday morning. TMZ Sports backed up Helwani's report, declaring that sources close to the situation had informed them there was no finalized deal with the Saudi PIF. The rumors originated Tuesday night with a tweet from DAZN reporter Stephen Mulhausen, which has since been deleted. The sale of WWE has been much discussed since the return of Vince McMahon to power within the last week. McMahon has stated that his main reason for returning was to ready the company to be sold. On this morning's Wrestling Observer Radio, Dave Meltzer reported that he had spoken to sources high inside WWE, citing, quote, a long conversation with them, end quote, about the rumors of a sale, and noting that company CEO Nick Khan was in Los Angeles on Monday for the College Football National Championship game, where he did have meetings with Disney's chief executive officer Bob Iger and ESPN chairman James Pitaro. Meltzer noted that there is, quote, smoke to the Saudi Arabia story, end quote, but it's too early in the process to determine a frontrunner, and also mentioned UFC parent company Endeavor as a possible suitor. In related news, a new class action lawsuit has been brought against Vince McMahon, according to a Bloomberg Law report. The suit, initiated by stockholder and Delaware resident Scott Fellows, was filed in Delaware's Chancery Court Tuesday evening and alleges breach of fiduciary duty. The class action suit, expected to be joined by thousands of other shareholders, also calls for the invalidation of the changes McMahon made to the company's bylaws after electing himself to the board of directors last week. These changes allow McMahon, who holds 81% of company voting shares, to have final approval of all media rights renewals and potential company sales offers. A new SEC filing from WWE yesterday confirmed the reason that two members of the board of directors stepped down last week was their opposition to Vince McMahon returning to the company. Ignis Lahoud and Manjeet Singh both resigned from the board on Friday, the same day that McMahon elected himself and former WWE presidents Michelle Wilson and George Barrios to the board. Singh led the board's investigation into McMahon's alleged wrongdoing, while Lahoud was a member of the board's audit committee. AEW made its California debut last night with Dynamite broadcast live on TBS from the Kia Forum in Los Angeles. In the main event, the elite trio of Kenny Omega and the Young Bucks won the final deciding ladder match of their best-of-seven series with Pac, Rey Fénix, and Penta of the Death Triangle to regain the AEW World Trios Championship. The victory occurred when Omega climbed the ladder and took down one of the three belts suspended above the ring at 14 minutes and 55 seconds.
Look at Pac! Pac! Black arrow! Oh, the knees got up! The knees were up! Great job by Omega! He's got two! He's got two down!
And remember, Penta was sent to that table by Nick Jackson!
You can hear it uphill! The live audience, they can feel it! It's here! Can he do it?
Go get it! Go get it!
He's so close! Just pull down one, Kenny!
Kenny Omega making the climb! Can he do it?
Just gotta get one, Kenny!
Come on! Block out the pain.
Can't grip the ladder with that right hand.
Look at the pain.
He's got it. He's
got it. Got to pull it off. You don't have it all the way yet.
Omega. Come on, come on, come on.
Can he do it?
He did it. He did it.
This makes two AEW World Trios championships for the Elite, who were also the first holders of the title before being stripped last September following the all-out press scrum locker room brawl with CM Punk. Hangman Adam Page defeated Jon Moxley in the opening match, pinning him after a buckshot lariat. In a post-match angle, Moxley attacked the referee, mistaking him for Page, and was later checked for what the announcers described as a possible concussion, believed to be part of the angle. The show featured the return to AEW TV of Adam Cole, who addressed rumors of his impending retirement.
The thing is, The bad news, it's not for me. The bad news is for the AEW locker room, because Adam Cole is back. I'm not going anywhere. My career was over. I thought for sure I was finished. Instead, I stand before you today saying, no way, I ain't done yet.
Cole has been dealing with a variety of nagging injuries that have kept him away from the ring since last June's Forbidden Door pay-per-view. Tony Storm was revealed as the mystery partner of Saraya in a losing effort against AEW Women's Champion Jamie Hayter and Dr. Britt Baker. Hayter won the match for her team, pinning Storm. In other results, Bryan Danielson put Konosuke Takeshita out with a regal stretch, and Jungle Boy and Hook defeated The Firm when Lee Moriarty tapped out to Jungle Boy's snare trap submission hold. In New Japan Pro Wrestling news, the company has announced the lineup of matches from last week's Wrestle Kingdom show, which will be airing on tape delay in North America on New Japan's Access TV program. According to a company release, the first to air will be Kenny Omega and Will Ospreay's match for the IWGP United States Championship to be shown on tonight's episode. Next week's episode will feature the IWGP World Championship match between Jay White and Kazuchika Okada. The January 26th episode will include the New Japan debut of Mercedes Moné, formerly known as Sasha Banks, as well as FTR defending the IWGP Tag Team title against Yoshihashi and Hirooki Goto, as well as the six-man tag team match featuring the final advertised appearance of Keiji Muto in New Japan. The Wrestle Kingdom taped match airings will conclude with the February 2nd episode. In more WWE news, William Regal's official new title with WWE is Vice President of Global Talent Development, according to an exclusive PW Insider report yesterday. Regal returned to work for WWE last week after being granted an early release from his AEW contract by Tony Khan last month. After 2 decades with the company and eventually rising to the position of WWE Director of Talent Development and Head of Global Recruiting, Regal, considered one of Paul Levesque's closest advisors, was released by the company in January of 2022. He spent 9 months in AEW as an on-air talent, a role that he's prohibited from holding in WWE until next year, per the stipulations of his AEW release. NXT Level Up announcer Sadhu Shah has been released, according to PW Insider. Shah confirmed on his Twitter yesterday that he was done with the company, adding, quote, "What an incredible experience working with some of the most talented people I've ever met. Thank you to everyone who ever watched and supported every week," end quote. Shah had called the action alongside Byron Saxton. He was originally hired in January of 2022 as an announcer for WWE 205 Live, where he was teamed with Nigel McGuinness. Shah's replacement on NXT Level Up is not yet known. And before we leave you today, we'd like to remind you that however you consume your content, you can find the wrestling news 24 hours a day and 7 days a week across social media. On Twitter, follow us at WrestlingNewsAV. Our Facebook page is also WrestlingNewsAV. The wrestling news can also be found on the Arcadian Vanguard YouTube page. And for those who utilize Amazon Echo devices, just tell Alexa to play the Wrestling News podcast. And remember to make sure you add podcast at the end. Once again, for daily updates, breaking news, and more, follow the wrestling news across social media. And that's the news for today. If anything happens, we will be here to tell you about it. No clickbait, no paywall, just the wrestling news. The Wrestling News is a division of Arcadian Vanguard, and the Wrestling Newscast is a production of the Arcadian Vanguard Podcast Network.